T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
For the Tigers, there's only 3 weeks left in the regular season, including this week, and we now know they're not playing at least until Sunday against Temple, and we don't know if they are playing Sunday against Temple. So at some point, it becomes difficult to make up these games, and if you're Baylor, it really doesn't matter because you've already got a one-seed resume. But Memphis needed to enhance its resume to get to a point where they could be considered a serious at-large candidate by the selection committee. And now these opportunities are at the very least getting postponed and perhaps just becoming games that'll never get played. One thing I would do if I were the American Athletic Conference, and I don't care about being fair, I just care about, like, let's do the best we can under these circumstances. If Temple really does come to FedEx Forum to play on Sunday, I'd make them stay and play again on Monday.
Yes, absolutely.
Just double up on that. You guys are going to play each other Sunday, Monday. You know, Conference USA teams are playing each other on back-to-back days. Missouri Valley Conference teams are playing each other on back-to-back days. Saturday, Drake Loyola Chicago played at Drake. Sunday, Drake Loyola Chicago played again at Drake. It's a very normal thing under these circumstances. And in the spirit of just getting another game in, if Temple and Memphis are allowed to play on Sunday, I would tell Temple that it has to stay and play again on Monday, or I would make Temple come in a day early and play Memphis on Saturday and Sunday. But there's no scenario where we've got two Temple Memphis games that need to be played, at least based on the original schedule. There's no scenario where I let Temple fly to Memphis and not just knock out two games for the price of one, if you will. The Tigers would then have, you know, theoretically, if you played it Sunday, Monday, take Tuesday off, and then they would have a home game against Tulane. Again, you know, these games start to stack on top of each other, but if you're going to play them, you got to play them. And you're not going to, you know, there's Georgia Tech right now is in the middle of a stretch. They're playing 4 games in 7 days. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is what it is. And so we'll see if they're able to play that game this upcoming weekend against Temple. But if I were the AAC, if Temple flies to Memphis, Temple and Memphis would be playing two times. And then we'll wait to hear if the AAC is going to try to reschedule the game with Houston, reschedule the game with Cincinnati. And obviously the one thing you could do as well is Memphis-Houston are supposed to play in the regular season finale. You could make them play two times. And you could even flip that to Houston if you wanted to and make them play twice at Houston, or tell Houston, hey, we know it's not ideal that your game got postponed, but we're not going to make Memphis come back to Houston. You're going to play them twice inside FedEx Forum. There's a variety of ways to do this. I'm sure they're thinking about it right now. But my larger point is we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. There's only 3 weeks left in the regular season, counting this week. And the Tigers, I mean, technically speaking, they're not playing again until Sunday. So they're not even playing this week. So for the Tigers' scheduling purposes, they've got a bunch of games to fit in the final 2 weeks. There's just not that many days available. This is becoming a less than ideal situation.
Story number 4.
Arkansas jumped back into the Associated Press Top 25 poll earlier today. So there are now 4 SEC schools in the AP Top 25. It is number 19, Tennessee, number 20, Missouri, number 24, Arkansas, and then the big one up in the top 10 is now Alabama at number 8. For Arkansas, they're putting together a nice little resume here. They benefited from the exact thing we were talking about, Memphis and Wichita State sliding below 75, which makes that a quad 2 game if Memphis were able to play it as opposed to a quad 1. Arkansas is benefiting from, in the past week, North Texas moved into the top 72, and Abilene Christian moved into 74, right? So now North Texas is 72, Abilene Christian 74 in the net. Those both become quad two wins because they're in anything in the top 75 at home is a quad two opportunity. So that in the past week flipped two quad three wins into quad two wins for Arkansas, just barely. But it makes everything sound a lot better. Without those wins, Arkansas would be 6-5 in the first two quadrants with zero losses outside of the first two quadrants. But because North Texas and Abilene Christian get into the top 75, now Arkansas is 8-5 in the first two quadrants with zero losses outside of the first two quadrants. Again, it's a very minor difference, but it sounds a lot better, looks a lot cleaner. As for Alabama, I have now identified them as a team that as long as they're not in a regional with Gonzaga or Baylor, I'm picking them to go to the Final Four. They're just completely overwhelming, and they bombed Georgia over the weekend after going 18 of 30 from three-point range. I've talked about it before. This team is ranked second in adjusted defensive efficiency. They are ninth in tempo, so they play super fast. They really guard you, and then they are committed to shooting 30 three-pointers on average per game. If they shoot a good percentage, you're dead. If they don't, they can still beat you because they guard well enough to hang around and stay in the game. So it is one of the most dangerous teams in the country. They are running away with the SEC. And again, as long as you put them in a regional that doesn't include Gonzaga Baylor, I'm going to go ahead and pencil Alabama into my Final Four with Gonzaga Baylor and another team to be determined. Jeff Calkins is up next.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, your sports radio vaccine.
Everybody is focused on COVID these days, rightfully so, but COVID doesn't end a world of sprains, strains, and fractures. Those things are still here, and they can ground you for a long time if untreated. So if you or a loved one is suffering from an injury, this is Gary Parrish telling you to skip the ER wait and go see Dr. Laura Linderman at Linderman Sports Medicine in Collierville. Her practice specializes in acute injury treatment and therapy that will get you back on your feet. So make an appointment today by calling 901-850-5756. You can do it online at LindermanSportsMedicine.com.
Right now is a great time to take advantage of Choate's winter specials by upgrading your furnace, switching to a Rinnai tankless water heater, or getting $50 off air duct cleaning. By now, you most likely have heard of the benefits of UV light technology for your HVAC system. Purchase any new Carrier furnace right now, and we will install one for you at no additional cost. For those who have not installed a tankless water heater yet, what are you waiting on? Stop wasting utilities heating water you do not use and getting frustrated taking cold showers or baths. Right now, when you purchase a Rinnai tankless water heater, Choate's will install one premium toilet for free in your home. And Choate's is offering $50 off its air duct cleaning services. Not only does this service get the years of dust out of your ducts, it also helps the indoor air quality you and your family breathe every day. All these specials qualify for 18 months, no interest financing with approved credit. So call 347-8086 to schedule your free estimate today. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Welcome to the official Unsolved Mysteries podcast.
Has he done this to someone else? I don't know, but he's out there.
These are all new stories. Terrifying abductions, bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths.
I felt I had to say, I'm not crazy. I really saw this.
Subscribe and listen to Unsolved Mysteries, available now for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, or wherever you get your shows.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Vodka. It's a premium vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. I'm sure you know by now it is so smooth you can drink it straight. I should clarify, doesn't mean you gotta drink it straight. Just means it's so smooth that you can drink it straight if that's how you choose to consume your alcoholic beverage. They got flavored vodkas as well. So if you're into flavored vodkas, watermelon, apple, lemon, coconut, It is probably being carried in your local liquor store. If it's not, ask them to get it for you. They can get it for you. They got a gluten-free vodka if you're on a gluten-free diet. And the reason it should be your option is because, simply put, it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You could spend more money on a bottle of vodka. Trust me. I used to do it when I wasn't so smart. Then I found New Amsterdam vodka. And I said, you know what? This is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. Big bottles for less than $20 at most places. I guess I'll just start buying this. And the rest, as they say, is history. Next time you're in a restaurant, bar, or liquor store, please, please, please ask for it by name. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. That's newamsterdamspirits.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11. Here on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me every day after 5. He's here right now, Jeff Calkins. How are you in this Mid-South blizzard?
You know, I'm okay. Now that I'm here, I'm in my house, not going anywhere, I'm okay.
Is this what it's like to live
in
Buffalo?
You're in your house, too. That's right. You're in your house, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't left my house. I have no intentions on maybe ever leaving my house again.
That seems prudent. There was a question there. I interrupted.
It's fine. I've been getting interrupted all day long at my house. It's not a big deal. Is this what it's like to live in Buffalo?
This is very much what it's like to live in Buffalo. Yeah. You can see why everyone's like jumping through tables. The truth of the matter is they're thinking that maybe they'll die if they jump through a table and they won't ever have to endure another Buffalo winter. Like, I was thinking about it. Today, like, this would be a colder day in Buffalo. Like, it would be a colder day. It's not down 12 every single day in Buffalo in the winter. The snow isn't elaborate. Like, there's not a lot of snow. For this would not be considered a big snowstorm. But as you pointed out yesterday, and I was reminded today because I drove to the studio this morning, and I know how to drive in the snow and all that, but it just doesn't make any difference if you know how to drive in the snow. I don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle. I have my minivan. And when the snow is – when it's just totally unplowed streets, so you're just driving through the snow – and then you get to a slight uphill grade, and your wheels start spinning. It's just the way it works. Like, I don't think I went through an intersection where there wasn't someone stuck. And I got to the point where if I had good momentum going in the intersection and it was a red light, I didn't care. If I'd known someone else was coming the other way, I'd just keep driving it, you know, 15, 17 miles an hour or whatever I was. Because if I stopped and it was a slight uphill grade, there was a very good chance that I was not going to get going again. And so it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, the whole thing's preposterous to drive in this. And it's exactly as you say. It's just when people are totally unequipped, it's what you get. And so if you don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle, you're insane to leave your house. It's just, you know, I nearly got stuck 8 different times just from here. It's probably a mile from here to the radio station. And I don't know, you know, depending on what happens, whether I'll be in the studio tomorrow. But in the end, I think it was an imprudent choice to go to the station today, because it's just crazy. So yes, is it like it's in Buffalo? Yes, in the sense that it is cold and there's snow on the ground. Is it like it is in Buffalo in any other sense? No, because they would have taken care of the roads.
Right, they would have already had all this cleaned up in Buffalo. Yeah. You could drive around normally. As I've mentioned many, many times, we simply do not have that kind of equipment. It's not, I mean, when people say, oh, people in the South don't know how to deal with snow, it's not that we don't know how to deal with it. It's that we don't have the equipment to deal with it. It's simply.
But the first thing's true, too. Like, it's also true that most people in Buffalo know how to drive in the snow better than people in the South do, of course. But the biggest thing is exactly right. There's no equipment.
Right. Like, you know, if you sprinkle crackers all over your carpet and you don't have a vacuum cleaner, you got a problem. You know, if you got a vacuum cleaner, you can handle it pretty quickly. Buffalo has vacuum cleaners. Memphis does not. And so here we are. And there's one clip I saw going, I guess, viral on social media, but it was from Nashville. And I don't care if you know how to drive in the snow or not. This guy lived on a hill, and he was backing out of his driveway. And when he backed out of his driveway, he just started sliding sideways down the hill because the entire road was ice. Like, it doesn't matter if you know how to drive or not. If once you back your truck onto a road that is slanted downward, and now you're just sliding sideways down a hill, there's not much you can do about that.
There's nothing to be done about it. Yes, there's nothing to be done about it. So it is, it's insane. Like, it's ridiculous. And the fact that we have this And typically you'll get a snow like this, and then whatever, it'll warm up by the end of the day or the next day. And the idea that we're going to be dealing with this all week, basically, and really we're all weekend at some extent, not like this, but that's what makes this also so unusual. It's not just the amount of snow. It's not just the degree of cold. It's the fact that this stuff isn't going away. So it's no fun. And I think it's further evidence that, you know, of why people move south, because this is no fun.
Okay, I'm going to need you to settle a family family debate for me.
Don't tell me who's saying which side, so I'm unbiased by.
Okay,
I
want you to be unbiased. Our middle guy Oliver went to stay at his buddy's Quinn's yesterday because they knew they were going to be out of school, and Quinn, you know, they've got a lot of land and you know, all of the stuff. It's the perfect place for a snow day, right?
Okay.
So it was like, maybe Oliver can come over and then stay the night, and then they'll have a great snow day tomorrow being today. And so we were like, of course. And that seems to be exactly what has happened. I've seen the pictures and the videos. They seem to be having
beautiful.
A great snow day. Yeah, it is beautiful. Plus, it's a lot quieter around the house, so that's nice, too. okay. So now it is Monday afternoon, and one person in our family says, we have to go get our son. He doesn't need to be away from home two nights in a row. And another person in our family says, but if it's cool with Quinn's parents for Oliver to stay, then just let him stay, because it's dangerous to be driving in these conditions there back and forth right now. How would you, Jeff Calkins, rule on that?
How far is the house, and what's the nature of the drive and the nature of the vehicle making the drive between the houses?
Okay. The drive is going to be a 10 to 15-minute drive, closer to 15. So let's call it a 13-minute drive there, a 13-minute drive back under normal circumstances. No interstate, so all Mississippi roads, mostly rural roads, and the vehicle would be a Land Rover.
Well, does a Land Rover have four-wheel drive?
It does.
Okay. My view is this. I don't think there's any – I don't think that – since it's a car with four-wheel drive, I don't think there's any real danger in not getting back and forth to go get the kid. So if you didn't, then I might play it. I might evaluate this differently. But I think you guys have the capacity to go get Oliver if that's what is determined as the right thing to do. Having said that, I don't see any reason why you got to get Oliver. If Oliver's happy and the family's happy and everyone's happy and it's not an imposition and it's quieter, I would just let him stay there. I just don't think – I don't think that if you're – whoever it is – and my prediction is that you think he should be left there and she thinks he should not be left there.
That's exactly right. I want him to stay there, and I don't want him to stay there. If I could snap my fingers and he'd be home, I'd snap him
already. Well, does he want to be home, or does he want to stay there?
He probably wants to stay. I haven't talked to him.
Okay, and is it like an imposition? Is it like, hey, I know it's going to be a pain in the ass, but the snow's real bad, so we better leave him there? Hey, we want him to stay? Like, which way is the cut?
My experience with having a seven-year-old is that things are always better when there's another seven-year-old at the house. Yes, it's just so much easier.
Do you think they believe that?
I would think they would believe that. Otherwise, why extend the initial invitation?
Do they really? Well, for one day, it's different. You're entertaining your kid. I think it's too dangerous to drive 13 minutes when I have a four-wheel drive Land Rover, for God's sake. It's kind of lame, I'll be honest. Like, I've been out there, and if you just had a non-four-wheel drive minivan or anything else, I think there's a reasonable chance you'd get stuck. I mean, I do. I really think there's about a 50-50 chance that you would get stuck trying to get the kid. And that's not worth it. So then I would say leave him. But I think since you have the Land Rover, I think you could get him. I might still opt for peace and quiet and leave him there. But I don't think the safety thing, I don't think you're going to end up in a ditch in the Land Rover. Have you driven it anywhere today?
No. I'm never leaving my house.
I just don't think – like, it is bad if you don't have – but, like, as I'm driving through red lights in order to keep the momentum so I won't get stuck, but I'm still creeping along at whatever, 17 or 13 or 15, whatever miles an hour, there are four-wheel drive vehicles just buzzing around me. Like, it's a different experience. So if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, which you do, I think you would be perfectly safe going to get the youngster.
What if I shifted my argument strictly to probably be fine, which I would believe anyways, probably be fine, right? Every time you leave the house, you will probably be fine. But it's an unnecessary risk under less than ideal conditions. Why take it?
I guess. I don't think you'll just probably be fine. I think, go ahead. You can make that argument. I think you have a four-wheel drive vehicle. I think you'll be 100% fine.
Okay. Well, when 40% of my family's dead, we know who to blame.
Well, okay. That's the other thing. We'll be fine, but like the other drivers out there careening along could hit us. That you could do that too. If everyone's happy, they do say don't go out under any circumstances unless you absolutely have to. You do not absolutely have to.
That's the argument I made earlier. I said when you talk to these officials, they don't say don't go out unless you got a Land Rover, then knock yourself out. They say don't go out unless you have to. And we, by definition, I don't think have to. So why would we run counter to what they're instructing us to do? And I was told to stop being a sissy.
I think you'll be fine in your Land Rover. I do. I think you'll be fine in your Land Rover. I wouldn't have – I mean, I hate to say it, but I think you'll be fine in the Land Rover. And if 40% of you end up going to the great beyond, it's just because, you know, God needed a podcast host.
God will not get a podcast host.
God will get a good
– yeah, God will not be getting a podcast host. God will be getting a children's store owner.
Oh, the God's not getting the podcast host?
No, I'm not making the drive.
Oh, I think God should get the podcast. You don't send your wife out. No, to be sexist, I think God does not need a children's store owner. God needs someone to rank people, Gary. God needs someone to rank people. And so I think you should get in the Land Rover and go get the kid.
Oh, I should have been clear from the jump. This debate is never about whether I should go or not. It's about whether she should go or not. It's not me.
No, but you should go. You should absolutely go.
I'm not going anywhere.
You are a sissy. What did you said? Stop being a sissy, and you were the one who was going to stay in the house.
Yeah,
the one being a sissy. Being a sissy, and go get the damn kid. God needs a podcast host.
The conversation was never about me going. That's the only thing we can agree on is who is going if we go. It's her.
Can you imagine if next time we have commandments, it's not 10, it's the top 25 and 1 commandments, you know? Like, whatever. We start getting, you know, yeah, I think this would be perfect. We'll be able to tell your influence up there, Gary, when we start getting people, you know, it's not just heaven or hell, it's ranked. We're going to have everybody ranked when they come up there. And you say, yeah, you know what? You did some good things, but you didn't really have to go out of your way to do good things. It wasn't like a, you know, what I think it's going to be a net ratings up there, and you know, whatever else. I look forward to it.
Yeah, you did some good things, but over here you committed armed robbery.
Bad losses.
That's going to go down as a quad four defeat.
It's going to be a quad four, right?
And that's very difficult for you to overcome. I'm ready to go. I had a good run, you know. I had a good run. I did all right, you know. I did all right for a while. I had a good run. Do you have any sense for the historical sense for what we're dealing with today? Because I have a terrible memory, but I don't remember looking when I looked out my window earlier today. I was like, whoa, this is not normal. You know, I know it's not normal, but like, is this most since some significant day? What I found was that they were expecting, you know, 5 to 9 inches at some point today. And that if we got – and that we haven't had more than 6 inches since 1963. You probably remember it well. It was December 22nd, 1963. Memphis got 14.3 inches that day. And we've not had more than 6 any day since then. It could be the most snow we've had since 1963, but I don't know if we're actually there.
So I put you on speaker because Fishman sent me a list. Look at what he's sitting around doing this, sending a list of the top 10 biggest snows in Memphis history, okay? And at least according to him, number 10 was 8.1 inches on January 3rd, 1985. So And I have heard people talking. In fact, our friend Zach.
Oh, you're right. I missed that one. You're right. January 3rd, 1985, we did get 8.1.
Right. And so that's one. I was not here for it, but there are, you know, perfectly reasonable people who are not like as old as Rose in the Titanic, you know, who remember that snow. I've seen reference to people on Facebook saying, oh, yeah, back in 1985, that was really – so I remember people who – I've seen people who actually remember that one, but I think it is a measure of how historic this is that like, that's what we're reaching back to. And all the other ones, the other 10 biggest you know, the only other one of even recent vintage in the 10 biggest was in 1963, 14.3 inches. So the rest of them were, you know, 1968. Is that the one you mentioned? 17.3 inches. So well, that's the category we're in here. We are in, I have been here almost exactly 25 years, and I have never looked out my window and seen anything like this, and I have never, even more to the point, felt anything like this. It's damn cold. And so, yeah, this is truly extraordinary what we are dealing with. I think there's no question about that.
Okay. So when something like this happens, and it's such a rare occurrence, folks say, oh, we got to go play in the snow. Hey, let's go play in the snow. What do you do in the snow?
Well, if you live in a place like Vermont or Colorado or a place where it snows generally, then you ski and you cross-country ski. Even if you don't have like a downhill ski, it's my dog dropping her bowl. She's just bored. Even if you don't have a downhill ski slope right next to you. And the truth of the matter is we in Buffalo, they weren't big mountains, but we could go after school and go to Kissing Bridge, the name of the ski place near us, and be back for dinner. So we could go downhill skiing basically half an hour from my house. So you can do that. You can skate. We skated and like on ponds and all that stuff. Like you know, we cross country skied. We had cross country skis. You can go out your back door and just go. It's like going for a run, except for cross country skiing. But then here, what people mean when they play in the snow is they walk out, they look up, they say, oh, it's snowing. They stick their tongue out usually. And if they're younger than like 16 and they let snowflakes fall on their tongue. And then the main categories of things there are to do are to, snow angels, whereby you fling yourself onto the ground and move your arms and legs back and forth and make an angel. Snowman or snowwoman, you make a fashion, roll the damn big balls together and make a snowman, or C, throw snowballs at each other. When we were growing up, we would also throw snowballs at cars. That's not approved of that. That would be, God would put that on the negative side of the ledger. But that's all there is to do in the snow. Or you can walk, but basically it's to stick your tongue out and let snowflakes stop on it, to make snow angels, to throw snowballs, and to sled. You get a sled of some type, and you go find a modest hill, and you careen down the hill. But those are your activities right there.
And perhaps I'm in the minority here. In fact, I think I probably am. Mm-hmm. But let's go play in the snow falls directly under the category for me of let's go play in the ocean. It's like, okay, we're here, now what?
Well, you know what you do in the ocean, right?
Pee.
you go in and you swim. You throw a ball maybe back and forth. The waves come in. I think that's right. I think to more people like to play in the ocean than in the snow. I think so. But I think it's right. Like I as a limited amount of amusement for me playing either in the ocean or playing in the snow. But the snow is a giant inconvenience. I don't think of the ocean as a giant inconvenience. You know. But yes, it's somewhat the same. Somewhat the same. Those are things that you did before there were Netflix.
Yeah, no, like I like looking at the ocean and I like being around it and I like looking at the snow. Like I like looking out my window right now. But like once it's, hey, let's go play in the snow. Like you give me, like, and it's different. We were in Telluride, you know, several years ago for Christmas, and we woke up on Christmas morning and we went sledding, and it was beautiful, and like you're going down big mountains, and that's a whole nother deal. I'm talking about let's play in the snow in the greater Memphis area. You get me out there for 10 minutes and I'm like, all right, I think I've done everything there is to do in the snow in Memphis. Let's call it a day. And I feel the same way about the ocean. Like, let's go play in the ocean. It's like, okay, we're going to jump into this wave and here, catch this ball. And after about 10 minutes, I'm like, well, you want to go get another drink? What are we doing? You know, like I get bored pretty quickly with the ocean and with the snow.
The thing about the snow is, and this is, it's going to melt in 2 days, you know, well, usually. So you do it. That's why it's fantastic. It's because it's, you never get it. And so it is an unusual source of wonder for kids, canines, and everyone else. You go out and there's snow. Oh my God, it's snow. It's like when you said, you know, when people order sushi, they don't say, like, if you go to Taco Bell, oh, it's Taco Bell. But when they order sushi, they're like, oh, my gosh, sushi. And so it's the same thing with snow. They get that same, people exclaim. They run out. They're excited. They get a cafeteria tray or an inner tube or whatever, and they go down a modest hill, and it's fun. But, like, if they were doing that every day for, 60 straight days, that wouldn't be very amusing. But for a day as a change, I think that's why people rush out and do it. Now, today, it's been a little less conducive to that because it's been so bitter cold, too. So you go out to play, and in my experience was I took the dogs to the dog park, and in about 5 minutes, I'm ready to come in because it hurts. And this is why the whole which is worse, really cold or really hot argument was so ridiculous when Jason and John had it. Because you'll just experience it today. You walk out there, and after 7 minutes, your face hurts. And so then you want to come inside.
How do you balance the dangers of playing on a pond with death?
I would not play on ponds in Memphis, Tennessee, in this circumstance. They take a while to freeze. They take a while to freeze over. I would not be playing on a pond. I would not be walking across your swimming pool. If you think it's a wise idea to walk across your swimming pool, would not be walking across. Like right now, my swimming pool looks kind of frozen, but I'm not tempted to lace on the old skates and go for play a little hockey out there, a little river hockey. So I would stay away from your ponds today. I would know that. I do know someone who was trying to catch a fish through the ice in Arkansas today, though. Like, how about that? You get to go. You never get to go ice fishing in these parts. This is a day for ice fishing in the Mid-South.
They'd have to cancel my Netflix subscription and my Hulu subscription before I found myself bored to the point where I'm ice fishing.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, this one is it's a sweet story. There's this guy who his. I may write this story, but so I don't have it all. Whatever. But so what happened is. His buddy is battling cancer. And so he decided I'm going to catch a fish every day and send it to him to sort of amuse him, like, you know, whatever else. And so like for every day for 366 straight days, he has caught a fish and sent a picture of the fish to his buddy. And he lets the fish go with cancer. Right. And it's just whatever, just a way of saying, I'm thinking about you with a fish. And today, at least last I heard, he's trying to ice fish and he does not have his fish, but he's trying to catch, this would end the streak at like whatever, 366, 367 days. Now that's a sweet story, isn't it? The guy's like fishing through ice, probably ice fishing for the first time in his life, trying to keep the streak alive.
It feels like you could just use one of your old pictures and get by, you know? No, of course it's a sweet story.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, that's sweet. But otherwise, I wouldn't be out there fishing today. It would seem like a good day to skip the fishing.
Well, I apologize for being dismissive of it, though. It's just somebody's showing somebody that they care about them. That's a sweet thing.
With a fish. Exactly. Every day.
Every day. Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you tomorrow, maybe. Right, we'll see. We'll see who knows.
Don't tell me to drive carefully.
Okay. Yeah, I will. He screwed that up. I thought for sure I was going to have him on my side, completely on my side.
No, I had an idea of where he might go with that.
How do you roll on this, Bennett?
I think that I don't think this snow's going anywhere, GP. I mean, unless you're planning on Oliver having like a little week-long vacation, I think someone's gonna have to go get him.
I think Oliver could use a week-long vacation. No, all right, you know what? Fine, we'll We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Do we know if we're going to be having a radio shows tomorrow yet?
Dude, I have no idea. It was really tough to get in here, and I live like literally a mile away.
See, it's I've got equipment from home, so this is no problem for me. I just had to walk into another room and sit down at a different desk, and here we are. So it's convenient for me, but not everybody has this equipment. And obviously, the producers have to be in studio. You can't produce from home. At least I don't think you can produce from home. So so it really just comes down to, you know, and I'll let other people make the decision. But like, is it safe for, you know, Bennett to be in studio? Is it safe for Jeffrey to be in studio? Is it safe for Connor to be in studio? Is it safe for Brad to be in studio to get there? We'll figure that out. I guess the last I heard was we'll figure out tomorrow. Let's just get through the day. So, let's just get through today. We'll be back in a second.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger XST, $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat, 1901 Covington Pike, or shop online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler, all 3,500 cash down, 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey, LT 296053, MSRP 26860. Latitude, MD 168760, MSRP 27805, 1500. LS 156730, MSRP 35185. Challenger, MH 58158, MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Jerry reached out to Josh Heisaw to get his Collierville home sold, and since Josh's aggressive marketing is unbeatable, Jerry's home, it was sold just a few days for more than the asking price. It's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisaw. He has a 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you are trying to sell a home, call the only insurance agent. Call the only real estate agent I would call if I were trying to sell my home. It's Josh Heisaw, 461-8147, on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Ugh, my stomach.
Don't worry, I've got you covered.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
What's that?
It's Pepto-Bismol Chews.
Pepto-Bismol's in a chew?
Yeah, they taste great and provide fast relief. And you can always have Pepto-Bismol handy.
Ooh, let me try it.
Try Pepto-Bismol Chews for fast relief.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal pre-mixed antifreeze and coolant. On sale now for just $5.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, earn double O rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway.
like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Wendy's is dropping the hammer with two made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4.
So if you've been wronged by pre-made breakfast and their frozen folded eggs and rubbery microwaved bacon,
get to Wendy's and get the breakfast you deserve. Like the honey butter chicken biscuit, classic bacon egg and cheese, and the classic sausage egg and cheese. Choose any two of them for just $4. Justice is served only at Wendy's. We got you.
Offer valid for a limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. Single item at regular price.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Fast, fast,
go. Fast like a Lambo.
Scoot, scoot, scoot.
I be jumping off the stage. Oh.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going heavy, heavy.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we think for.
This is what we think, man.
Check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of decks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin D.
Keeping ourselves and our family safe, it's still a big, big priority. And the best way to do it is with Germ Ready. You know by now. Not you should. It's a brand new hand sanitizer made right here in the United States of America in an FDA-approved facility. One pump. Only takes 30 seconds to apply properly. You only want one pump. My buddy Joey, he got him a bottle of Germ Ready recently. He tweeted me yesterday. He said, "You're right about the one pump thing. If you do two pumps, you got too much Germ Ready on your hands. It gets a little complicated. I know your instincts with regular hand sanitizer is to go multi-pump. This is not regular hand sanitizer. This is Germ Ready. With Germ Ready, you're doing one pump. It applies in 30 seconds. You're going to go from having wet hands because of Germ Ready to completely dry hands in roughly 30 seconds. It's going to kill 99.99% of all germs. And here's the best part. It's going to keep killing those germs for up to 6 hours. So you don't have to keep applying it over and over and over and over again. You apply it once, and then you're going to be protected for up to 6 hours. Germ Ready is fragrance-free, dye-free, paraben-free, cruelty-free, safe for all skins. It cleans cuts and small abrasions without the alcohol burn, and it's now available at Amazon.com. You can get it for just $10 a bottle. Amazon.com, they'll bring it to your front door. So buy a bottle, buy five bottles. Make sure to visit the website, germready.com, for more information. Be confident, stay protected with Germ Ready on the web, germready.com. Some breaking news out of Duke. Jalen Johnson was expected to be Duke's best player this year. He is a projected one-and-done first-round draft pick. He is opting out of the rest of the season. Boy, oh boy, if you had told me back in November that Duke's perceived best player would opt out in February because Duke is going nowhere and having a bad season, and that is going to culminate with a missed NCAA tournament. Big Ben Bennett, I don't know that I would have predicted that, but that is exactly where we're at. Jalen Johnson becoming, depending on what you think of Terrence Clark at Kentucky, Jalen Johnson becoming the highest profile player to opt out of the college basketball season. We saw a lot of people do it in college football, even at the University of Memphis, but it hasn't really been a thing, opting out as players in college basketball, but it just happened to the Duke Blue Devils. Mike Krzyzewski loses Jalen Johnson. He reportedly cleaned out his locker earlier today and then said, peace out. I'm done with this college basketball thing. You can see me in the 2021 NBA draft. Let me tell you a little bit about FanDuel. If you want to add some excitement to your sports watching experience, go bet on all the action at FanDuel Sportsbook. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and ways to let you get more action out of every game day. And right now, FanDuel, which is an official partner of Radio.com and 92.9 FM ESPN, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 if you don't win your first bet. No strings attached. Place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. So you can do it tonight. Deposit $1,000 and put it on Virginia plus 2.5 at Florida State. If Virginia covers that, then you just won $1,000. If Virginia doesn't cover that, they'll just put $1,000 right back into your account, site credit. You can start gambling again. So, sincerely, if you are going to be gambling anyway, it's crazy not to take advantage of this promotion. I personally took advantage of this promotion. Why? I'm going to be gambling every night anyway. I might as well take a free swing at $1,000. That is what I did. If you're going to gamble, might as well do it yourself. If you've never tried FanDuel, what are you waiting for? Go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now and be sure to sign up using promo code Gary so that they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Gary. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back. Dinner to go.
We've all dealt with the headache of windshield damage. Small cracks become big cracks, two cracks become four cracks. The next thing you know, cracks are all you see. Then comes the fun part. Where do I go to get it fixed? The answer? Nowhere. They came to me. I called the folks at Eden Auto Glass. They gave me the best in quality windshield repair, a killer quote, and they fixed me up that day. They even took care of the window tint that I've been meaning to install. Look them up at EdenAutoGlass.com. Do what I did. Get your free quote and let them see your crack. That's EdenAutoGlass.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you're looking for the biggest brands in computers, the place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. They've got all the biggest brands in computers at Cooper Systems right now. So just give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper. You can talk to Lauren Cooper. You can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing with the computer. Then they'll find a computer that is perfectly suited for you. If it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. Why? Because you won't be paying for a lot of stuff you never, ever going to use. For instance, if you are a gamer, you probably need to spend several thousand dollars on a gaming computer if you want to be at the top of the deal. But if you're somebody just watching videos on YouTube and spreading lies on Facebook, you don't need to go spend $2,000 on a computer to do that. If that's all you do is mess around on YouTube and Facebook and email, check box scores on CBSSports.com, you can get a computer for a few $100s that can handle all of that. So be upfront with people at Cooper System. Tell them what you're going to be doing. Then they'll find a computer for you. It's going to be perfect for you. If it's perfect for you, it's going to be perfectly priced. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, CooperSystems.com.
It's time, Memphis. Tune in to Fox Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizzlies tomorrow night at 6:30 when they take on the New Orleans Pelicans. Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Fans will want to tune in early at 6 p.m. to catch Grizzlies live. Presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Peranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check local listings and grizzlies.com for the channel guide.
Uncorked flavor. Corky's Barbecue.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
The President's Day event is in full swing at Gossett Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat on the Pike. And we're celebrating with 2020 Dodge Journey SE $19,990 or $249 a month. Or pump up your attitude with a 2021 Jeep Cherokee Latitude, $21,740 or $277 a month. Or take your pick, 2020 Ram 1500 Quad Cab Tradesman or 2021 Dodge Challenger SST $339 a month. It's your choice, Ram 1500 or Challenger. We Gossett at $339 a month. So drive past the rest and come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike or shop online. GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motor Cars.
All this finance through Chrysler. All 3,500 cash down. 75 months at 4.19 APR. Journey. LT 296053. MSRP 26860. Latitude MD 168760. MSRP 27805. 1500. LS 156730. MSRP 35185. Challenger. MH 58158. MSRP 31160. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3121 dealer stock only.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied. The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the
Memphis
puppets.
Is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, owned by Melissa Cookston, seven-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. You can look it up. Google it. First woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So needless to say, the barbecue's great. But if you're not into barbecue, that's fine. They got a menu. There's going to be something on it for you. Fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, smoked wings, burgers. The menu is expansive, and you can view it online at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You into ribs? They are cooked multiple times a day to give you that fresh-from-the-cooker quality, regardless of whether you're in there at 11 a.m. or 9 o'clock at night. Everything on the menu is of the highest quality. They are doing dine-in and doing it safely. Temperature checks and spaced-out tables. It's a big building. But if you would feel safer just getting your tremendous meal and taking it home, pickup is available. Curbside is available. You can order online at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. You're trying to get there from Memphis. It's easy. 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right, it's right there. You can see the sign from the interstate. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, 709 DeSoto Cove, on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but I think the main thing we learned, Big Bet Bennett, is that we have not seen snow like this since 1983.
I wasn't even born yet.
Oh, Big Bet Bennett. What year were you born?
86.
1986. That's the year of the Mets World Championship.
That's right, GP.
You were born in the year of the Mets' greatest accomplishment, or at least the greatest accomplishment of my lifetime.
Hey, they'll get back there one day.
Well, that's what I always assumed. That's what I always assumed. January 83... we got 5.3 inches, and then I should correct myself. January 1985, we got 8.1 inches. So this is the most snow we've had in the greater Memphis area since January 1985. It's been a while. But we are really in the middle of it now. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny, very little snow. Wednesday, more snow. We're probably going to be living like this. However, we're living for about a week. So buckle in and be as careful as you can.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Got a pretty good NBA game on tonight.
What's going on?
Sixers Jazz in Salt Lake City. 8 o'clock tip. Big Bet Bennett would surprise you to know that this is the team in the Western Conference with the best record against the team in the Eastern Conference with the best record.
That is kind of surprising. The Jazz have been rolling. Like, that's I'm actually not that surprised by them. They have been on a roll. The Sixers, I am kind of surprised by.
The Sixers are 18-9, got a two-game lead over the Bucks in the East. They would be the one seed right now. Utah is 22-5, 18-1 in their past 19 games. Lone loss in that stretch coming to Denver. Mike Conley. You remember Mike Conley, right?
Yeah, he's having a nice year, huh?
Shooting a career-high 41% from three. He is 8th in the entire league in real plus-minus right now. He was once the highest-paid player in the NBA, but he's never been an All-Star. Might be able to make an All-Star team this season for two reasons. A, he's having a really, really, really nice year, statistically speaking, and he is on the team with the best record in the entire NBA. We will see. On the other side, Joel Embiid playing like an MVP candidate. Utah, 7.5-point favorite tonight. Total, 226. Tip is scheduled at 8 o'clock. You're going to need NBA League Pass to watch it.
What should I watch on TV?
The Bachelor is on ABC at 7 o'clock if you're into that. MTV Unplugged is on MTV Live tonight. You familiar with MTV Live?
So, I'm familiar with the channel. Like, Unplugged, obviously, I remember, like, the old Unplugs with, like, Nirvana and Pearl Jam and, you know, like, the really good ones. I didn't know they were still doing Unplugged.
This is a replay. It's a replay from, I believe, 1996. It's MTV Unplugged with Liam Gallagher. Do you know the story behind the MTV Unplugged with Liam Gallagher? With Noel Gallagher, rather.
Now, this is Oasis, right?
This is Oasis, right.
No, I'm not familiar,
okay.
I don't think.
Okay, so real quick. It's 1996. Oasis is one of the biggest bands in the world.
Yep.
And the two main members of Oasis are Noel and Liam Gallagher.
Yeah, they're brothers, and they hate each other, right?
They're brothers, and they hate each other.
Yep.
So this is the height of Oasis. And they had been rehearsing for this Unplugged for 2 weeks. And Liam, who is like the unreasonable lead singer, Noel writes the songs. Liam is the rock star lead singer and seems to be wildly irrational.
Okay.
Toward his brother and everybody else. Like, just Google Liam Gallagher on YouTube and watch what pops up. He's out of his mind. So they're rehearsing for like 2 weeks. Liam comes to, at best, three of the rehearsals. And when he's there, he barely sings. Like, sings two or three songs, barely, and then leaves. He's in the same clothes every day. He's on an obvious bender. So now it's day of the show. Nobody has seen Liam Gallagher. I mean, they're supposed to tape MTV Unplugged with a live studio audience. Mm-hmm. Day of the show, nobody's seen Liam Gallagher or heard from him in 2 days. All right? No, don't know where he's at.
Okay.
Finally shows up. He's trashed. I mean, just so drunk, he can barely talk. MTV basically says, well, like, let's rehearse before the crowd gets here, have him sing a few songs, see how it goes. He cannot sing. He's smashed. He's just absolutely out of it. So they're like, we'll give it a shot, and then if it goes well, we'll air it. If it doesn't go well, we'll figure out what to do. Maybe we won't even air this at all. They get ready to go on stage as Oasis. Liam Gallagher refuses to go on stage. He just says, I'm not going. They said, okay. So Noel Gallagher goes out there. He sings all the songs that he wrote, but that Liam is supposed to be singing. And that would be wild enough. Except Liam Gallagher is sitting in the balcony of the auditorium heckling Noel Gallagher the entire time he's singing
what?
These Oasis songs. It's completely bananas. Like, the whole thing is just insane. So if you remember it and want to watch it, or if you never saw it and want to be blown away by these two brothers having a very public meltdown, that is tonight on MTV Live, 7 o'clock, Unplugged with Noel Gallagher, Channel 572 on DirecTV.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I saw a story in the New York Times today. The headline is called, the headline is, "What's the Point? Young People's Despair Deepens as COVID-19 Crisis Drags On." And it talks about the isolation that young people are dealing with and cites a study that said basically one out of every four 18 to 24-year-olds right now say they have seriously considered suicide, which is just a terrifying number. I mean, if it was, you know, one out of 10, you'd be concerned. But one out of every four, 25% of 18 to 24-year-olds have considered suicide, according to a report. There's a story on it in the New York Times, published yesterday. I saw it this morning, but you can obviously find it at nytimes.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
We'll see. Who knows?
We don't know yet.
We don't know. We might be here. We might not. I don't know. I mean, I can do this show from my house, so I'm cool to school. But, you know, producers have to be in the studio, and it is dangerous on these streets. So I will let Dan Barron and Brad Carson and the higher-ups make that decision.
Yep.
Some point in the, you know, tonight, early tomorrow, I would assume. And then I will operate however I'm instructed. If I'm told to do a Gary Parrish show, I'll do one. If I'm told we don't need one, that's fine too. But if we are here, we will obviously get ready for Pelicans Grizzlies. That's tomorrow night on TNT. Enjoy your night. I'm going to try to enjoy mine. Be careful out there, and maybe we'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Maybe we won't. We'll see. Be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
All 75 months at 3.04%. Mirage MH002682. MSRP 16865. G4 MHF01572. MSRP 18360. Outlander Sport MU004915. MSRP 24740. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF695 excludes.